okay, what's going on?
AudioToYou.com.
The home of quality podcasts.
Stay tuned to this channel.
Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 157 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com. Sans Mr. Muller this week. He's tied up with other ventures, but I thought it's probably a good idea, with PMA just around the corner, to get hold of Mr. Paul Curtis, whom we spoke with prior to the Sydney PMA trade show last year, and have a little bit of a chat about what's coming up this year in Melbourne. Now, admittedly, I've already recorded the interview with Paul, and we did have a few issues with bandwidth on Skype, so every now and again you might hear the odd edit, and if those edits are obvious, it's because I've done the best I could based on where the audio dropped out and kicked back in, so my apologies for that. But Mr. Paul Curtis, welcome back to Shutters Inc.
Thanks, Bruce.
So, what can we expect?
Well, it's going to be a very interesting year this year. There's quite a few changes in the show. What we're doing is looking at the whole aspect of living with digital. We've all got our cameras. We go out shooting in all directions.
Yep.
But what happens to those pictures? Where do they finally end up? We just had a survey that shows that 65% of Australians are leaving them on their hard drive.
I was just going to say, don't you just stick them on a hard drive and forget them?
Oh, that's the worry. I'm really worried. Yeah. Where are you going to find those pictures in 3 years?
Yeah, well, hopefully in your Lightroom catalogue or something like that.
On what computer and where?
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I think for your listeners, it's not too much of a problem. They're pretty savvy and they know all about backup and putting things everywhere. But for the vast majority of Australians, we just take their pictures, load them up on their computer, maybe put them up on Facebook. Definitely put them up on Facebook. Would you trust Facebook with the memories forever? We can't trust them with anything at the moment, can we?
Well, that's a whole other area of discussion, isn't it?
But when it comes to your photos, it's just trying to... I mean, some people take pictures of their cam phones. But where are you going to find all these pictures in 3 years' time? That's a real worry, and we're going to try and tackle that issue at the show. Of course, old diehards like me will say the print's the thing, but there's so many exciting new ways of printing. The photo books, you know, you can put your whole collection of pictures into an album, different sizes. They're so professional, so good looking these days.
And you know what? That technology has got cheaper, I reckon, in the last 12 to 24 months.
It's the cheapest way of printing your pictures.
Yeah.
I'm not very disciplined. What I do with my pictures is, I must confess, I stick them on my hard drive for a year. And at the end of the year, I print a hard book from all the pictures.
Nice.
And so I have a yearbook every year. At least that gives me some protection against Facebook. The fact that I do change computers every so often.
Yep.
And yes, a few months ago, I did manage to crash a hard drive, which I had backed up with some very expensive company in the States that sucked it off my machine every night when I went to bed.
Yep.
But when I came to reload it, it took about something like a week to get the pictures back.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go through that again.
See, I've thought about things like that, but the trouble is when you, like me, shooting with a camera that captures a 24 megapixel image and you shoot RAW all the time, every image is 40 megs. And to back that up over the net takes ages.
Yeah.
So I must admit, I'm a shocker because I don't have a backup of my images. I just have one copy. I really should address that.
Yeah, I think a print is the safest thing. Sure, we need the digital files as well. And flash memory, fortunately, is getting cheaper and cheaper every week.
Yeah.
In fact, the show, they're releasing some new stuff in that department too. Cheaper, more efficient, faster backup from Lexar will make life easy. I don't know how this goes with your world audience, but in Australian dollars, 8 gigs, $40.95, 16 gig, 74, 32 gig, 131. But it's got targeted file backup, so it only stores the specified files, and that helps to reduce a lot of wasted disk space. So that's to be on the Lexar stand. I don't know. I they appreciate that plug.
I'm sure they will.
I wasn't meant to do. Maybe they'll give us a hard drive.
I was just going to say, though, that, you know, flash drives are probably not the most, you know, cost-efficient way of backing up, would they? Because, I mean, you could buy a terabyte hard drive for that $131.
Yeah, I'm a bit old-fashioned. All those things that go round and round and round in circles worry me. All those moving parts.
Actually, that is a very good point. That is a good point, that flash memory has no moving parts and therefore is a lot less prone to failure than a hard drive. So, yeah. And, of course, we've got a whole raft of solid-state drives coming over the horizon any day now. So,
can't wait, actually.
Yeah, that will be interesting.
The key thing different about this year's show, which can I just happen to mention, it happens to be in Melbourne next weekend.
Yeah, please do.
Saturday and Sunday. Saturday come in at 2:30.
So that's the 5th of June and 6th of June, is it?
Absolutely right.
Yep, cool.
And it's all day on Sunday from 10:30. There's lots of new gear to see. But can we just talk about something other than new gear for a second?
Sure.
There's some free lectures. There are three different theatres offering free lectures, in fact.
Okay.
One is a hands-on demonstration area where you bring your camera and you get expert tuition on how to use your camera, how to pose your model, and you can actually work right under the tutelage of somebody that's quite well known in your audience. Sharp Mueller's doing that for us.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that'll be good. That's on the creative photo workshops at the show.
Yep.
We also have a Picture Place Theatre, and that's got continuous sessions running that covers every aspect of file management, every aspect of imaging that you can think of, with really top industry experts from around the world. And that'll be going all the time, every half hour, new speaker. And
right.
You don't need a book, just walk in.
Nice.
Grab a seat, sit down, and hear somebody that's really expert in their subject talking on photography. We also have Adobe doing some special sessions on how to work, you know, on the aftercare with your pictures.
I was going to get to that, because with Creative Suite 5 having just shipped, I would imagine they'll be sort of really touting, you know, Photoshop CS5 and its new functionality and all that sort of stuff.
You can bet your life it will be. but it really does help when you see a top expert. There's people like Peter...
Philip Andrews.
Peter Eastway. Yeah. Darren Leal.
Yep.
Les Walkling. Mark Gather. There's a whole heap of people there from Adobe that will show you how to get the best out of your digital imaging in the new editing software. It's actually 36 back-to-back sessions.
Wow. So, that's across just Sunday or across both days?
Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
So that's three separate lecture programs, including the hands-on digital workshop running.
Wow.
You should come away being able to take better pictures. And you might even be able to prove it at the show. We're running a special competition, both in video and in still. So if you go to our website, which is www.pmaaustralia.com.au, there's a couple of competitions running at the moment. One for the best picture at the show, and another competition which has got quite a good prize, which harps back to our opening remarks, and that is, how do you stop your pictures disappearing into the ether when your computer gets stolen or your hard drive crashes or technology's moved on and you don't know how to find your pictures anymore? So you can see that at www.pmaaustralia.com.au.
So how does that second competition work? Like, what's the idea? What is the listener supposed to do to win that competition?
Ah, well, we're challenging the creativity. It's a YouTube competition that encapsulates that message of the need to print your photos so that you will never lose them.
Oh, okay.
No rules, no conditions, just go for it.
Yeah, very interesting. And are there any, you know, exciting new products that, you know, people should be looking out for if they are wandering the halls on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, well, 3D's all the rage now, as you know.
Yes.
And last year at the show, Fuji showed its prototype camera. They've got the real thing now.
Right.
And, of course, they've been doing some work on making sure the files can be read all 3D screens. So there's great progress being made there. So come along and see the Fuji demonstrations of 3D. There's also some quite exotic things like photo booths. There's a whole new series from America of sit-down booths, which are just packed into two light travel cases and can be assembled in about 20 minutes.
Wow.
So if you want, you've got a commercial interest in photography, this is good. We even have a 3D photographic studio being shown on the Scorptec stand.
Okay.
So that helps people create professional, colour accurate and shadow free photographs, and you can do 3D animations that are perfect for websites and product catalogues.
Wow.
Rambling on down, we got camera recycling. Recycling is all the go, and we now got a specialist photographic repair company that's introduced a voluntary eco-friendly recycling program for old, unwanted, broken cameras and accessories.
Okay, so what's involved with that?
We just take your old gear along to these recycle points, which would be photo shops around Australia, and then they go back and we make sure that nothing nasty goes into the ground. Everything that can be used of it, you know, 90% of it's plastic and metal, and it can be recovered and used as raw material to make new products. So,
right,
camera recycling is new for us. We've got a new way of presenting pictures, again, getting them off your hard drive, but we can actually print on metallic surfaces.
Ooh, nice.
So there's a new prints on metal surface, which shows how you can make scratch-proof surface on an aluminium-type finish. We've even got another company showing a new aluminium-type paper that you can use. They say, I haven't seen it myself, but they say you can use it with conventional inks, photo inks, of course. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Your fashion-conscious people, and I'm afraid I can't really help them with this, but I have a press release in front of me. GE, you know, a big brand name in the States, and they've come into our market, distributed by Tesco. But Jason Wu has designed a whole new range of sexy-looking cameras. You know all about Jason Wu?
No.
Nor did I.
Okay.
He's a 27-year-old designer who sort of gained an international reputation for dressing First Lady Michelle Obama and lots of other celebrities, Diane Kruger, all the Drew Barrymore. And so he's brought all this fashion sense to cameras with 12 megapixels of resolution, 3x zooms, and all that sort of stuff. So if you want to look trendy while you're taking great photos, you have to check those out on the desk.
Is this a case of him having approached a particular camera manufacturer and having them supply him with essentially naked camera bodies that he's then designed, you know, an outer covering for? Or is he...
That's right.
Right.
I think it was the other way around, to be absolutely honest. I think GE, can you make it look sexy for us?
Right, okay.
So that's what's happening there. But the cameras are very good, and they're not terribly expensive. Talking around about $220 or something like that for a 12 meg, 3x zoom, 2.7 LCD. I imagine the strap is probably diamond demanded studied or something. There you go.
Yeah.
Talking about straps and bags, I've got another company that reckons that iPods, iPhones, BlackBerries, PDAs, video cameras, all this stuff that we have to carry around needs to bring back, Richard, I guess, a man bag. Well, it could be a lady's bag, but it's a company called Jitty Bags,
okay.
Which was founded in 2007 by two former Kodak execs. And they have these special stylish bags where you can put all your e-junk, your iPhone, your BlackBerry, your PDA, your video camera, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So that's good. Polaroid. Remember Polaroid?
Yeah.
They're back.
Wow.
I got two new Polaroid instant digital cameras. Instant. Just imagine that. Solves my... Solves my worry about the prints, doesn't it? They come spitting out the camera straight away.
Oh, so they really are like the old Polaroids where it actually spits the print out of the camera.
But you've got a digital viewfinder and digital technology. So,
wow.
And new pricing, we hope, which will make it more affordable. So they're worth looking at. Two new cameras.
Very interesting.
They've got, so they call it a built-in printer now.
Right.
But we all know what that means.
Now, of course, just this weekend, we will here in Australia be seeing the release of the Apple iPad. So I'd assume Apple will be holding a stand or in some way displaying the iPad to all the photographic community.
I rang them today and said, what are you going to do with that iPad of yours and when can I get one? They told me to go and start queuing now if I wanted one.
Right.
They'll certainly be at the show. They told me that the Apple team on the Apple stand will all be using them, so they'll be actually showing how the iPad can be used in operation.
No, I'm interested to see how that will be functional for photographers. I've had a few people say to me, you know, this is just going to be the best thing ever for professional photographers, and I will confess that at this point in time, I just don't see it, and I'll be keen to see how the iPad can be used, as you know, from a professional photographer's point of view.
Well, they don't advertise. I mean, because we all look for a USB or something. They do actually have one. It's sort of buried, but you can get a camera connector, pictures down, and so you can back up, and also they can read directly off the memory card as well. It's about $39, so it's just an extra accessory.
Right.
So that puts it in a different ball game. Once you've got your pictures on it. It's got some really nifty software there for flicking through your family album, and it's so easy and convenient. I hate to do commercials for Apple, but I can see it's got good applications.
Yeah, okay. And I can imagine it would be an absolutely gorgeous screen to look at too.
Yeah, well, I've been misled on that. I was almost prepared to go down tonight and start the queue. But
if you got there tonight, you probably wouldn't have been first in the queue, I can tell you.
No, I'm sure it'll be a chaos moment. I might go and have a look. But my son managed to procure one because he's living in New York.
Oh, okay. And
he says it's great, but that screen, I've got an Apple computer. It's got a very reflective screen. I've got an Apple iPhone. Not really pro-Apple. I sound like it, don't I? But, you know, they're not very good in sunlight.
Right.
And that problem, the screen is awesomely bright. But the minute you take out the sunlight, it's, according to my son, it's got this highly reflective surface. And if you want, I was interested because all the other ebook reader applications sent you off to stores that really, they want to charge the same price as if you buy, it's about $4 or $5 saving on buying the book in the shop. So that doesn't excite me. But having an ebook reader I could read in daylight with colour really appealed, but it doesn't sound like the iPad. You can take it to the beach and read a book.
Right. Still, I've got to say, there aren't a lot of devices that do have screens that hold up particularly well in bright sunlight, really.
No. We've been conned for years. I remember Toshiba. I might not have to mention brand names.
Yeah, for sure.
They ran a series of ads 20 years ago showing a bloke sitting on a boat with his mobile phone writing. Now, my office is a boat, and I've been using laptops and mobile phones for 25 years now, and I went to extraordinary lengths to get this all connected up, to get the same situations in the picture. I bought in Telstra, I bought in Toshiba, I brought in the software people, and eventually we managed to get all to talk to each other, but I still couldn't read the screen on the boat.
Right.
And I still can't today, 25 years later, so I've got to go down the dark cabin to read the screen.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I don't think the iPad is going to offer anything other than a small improvement in that direction.
Hmm.
I've got a Sony ebook reader, which is, you know, black and white. That's not bad, actually. I have to say that does work.
Right.
But I'm not happy with the content I can get from the Sony store.
Right. Now, is that one of those screens that they refer to as e-ink?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I have heard that they're very good.
Yeah.
So. Now, I believe there's going to be a pretty extensive photo gallery at the trade show.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We've got a whole, it'll be the biggest exhibition of photography this year in the Southern Hemisphere, I can guarantee you that. There's over 1,000 pictures on display, and they range through the whole gamut of photography. There's pictures by students, pictures by top photographers, pictures by amateur photographers, pictures by even camera shop people, all showing their pictures. So that's where we get our real inspiration from. And for no other reason, you should come down, if you possibly can, to Melbourne this weekend and see the photo gallery. Is absolutely inspirational.
And are attendees at the show able to observe the judging of these photos?
Yeah, well, we got the Professional Photography Year Awards on again. And during Saturday afternoon and Sunday, anyone can come in, walk to the theatre and see the process to judge the Australian Professional Photographer of the Year. You can hear their comments, see the points going up. It's quite a fascinating process. Very, very slick. Yeah, very, very slick. And you learn so much from the comments. Actually, you see the most beautiful picture put up, and then they say all these nasty things about it. It's quite worrying. But you learn heaps.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
And, of course, people can pre-register for the show. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, it's $20 at the door. But, mate, the secret is to go to www.pmaaustralia.com.au and register online now, and you'll get a free pass. If you're in Melbourne, you can call in on your photo dealer and they'll give you one. But try not to pay the $20 at the door.
Right.
Get in there and register now and save the money to spend on some gear.
Fantastic. Well, Paul, thank you very much for taking the time out to chat with us again.
Good to talk to you, Bruce.
Likewise, and I will hopefully catch up with you on the trade show floor at some point over the weekend and we can have a chat.
Yeah, that'd be great. We got a special feature I'd be pleased to show you. It's called the Show Bar. So come and say hello.
Sensational. I like it. All right, mate. We'll catch up with you next weekend, or this weekend as the case may be, depending on when you're listening to this. June the 5th and 6th at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre in Melbourne, Victoria. And we'll see you there.
Thanks so much, Bruce. See you there.
This has been another AudioToYou.com podcast. For previous episodes, check out
ShuttersIncPodcast.com.
Please send questions, comments, or feedback to studio@AudioToYou.com.